Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Toronto Blue Jays and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Toronto Blue Jays, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Alfredo Griffin. Batting second, the second baseman, Garth Eorg. Batting third, the left fielder, Lloyd Mosby. Batting fourth, the first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Roy Howell. Batting sixth, the DH, Al Woods. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Barry Bonnell. Batting eighth, the center fielder, Bob Baylor. Batting ninth, the catcher, Ernie Witt. Pitching for the Toronto Blue Jays, Luis Leal. For the Detroit Tigers, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Rick Peters. Batting second, the shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third, the left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth, the DH, Champ Summers. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Tim Corcoran. Batting sixth, the catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh, the right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth, the second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. And now, play ball. Stan Poppy now playing third base. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Griffin reaches second base with a double. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to third. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg takes first base on ball four. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to home to get Griffin. Eorg moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry takes first base on ball four. Eorg moves to third. Mosby moves to second. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell takes first base on ball four. Eorg scores. Mosby moves to third. Mayberry moves to second. It's 1-0, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is called out on strikes. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Peters. Bonnell reaches second base with a double. Mosby scores. Mayberry scores. Howell moves to third. It's 3-0, Blue Jays. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leal fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers takes first base on ball four. Trammell moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy juggles the ball. That's an error on Poppy. Witt moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Witt moves to third. Two outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Witt scores. It's 4-0, Blue Jays. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Mosby takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Robbins now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Mosby moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Robbins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin misplays the ball. That's an error on Griffin. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. 2 runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Blue Jays. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 4, and the Tigers 2. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Howell hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonnell takes first base on ball 4. Woods moves to second. Dave Tobik now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Witt strikes out. Two outs. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Griffin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Woods scores. Bonnell moves to third. It's 6-2, Blue Jays. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Griffin. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Griffin steals second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 0-for-1 in the game. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mosby. Corcoran reaches second base with a double. Summers goes all the way around to score. It's 6-3 Blue Jays. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a pop-up towards third. Howell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mosby strikes out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobik fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tobik fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens is called out on strikes. One out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 0-for-1 in the game. Poppy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Poppy moves to second. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 3. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a fly ball into center field. Peters settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-2 in the game. Baylor hits a pop-up towards first. Corcoran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Summers hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trammell moves to second. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trammell scores. Summers moves to second. It's 6-4, Blue Jays. Ken Schroem now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish hits a line drive towards short. Griffin catches it and throws to second to double up Summers. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran scoops it up and throws to first, with Tobik covering, for the out. 1 out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Griffin moves to second. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Griffin moves to third. 2 outs. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Stan Poppy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poppy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Poppy hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Witt fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitaker hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 6, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mayberry strikes out. 1 out. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Howell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Blue Jays. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Bonnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-3 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With three walks. Trammell takes first base on ball 4. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into center field. Baylor settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Eorg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 4. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Dave Roseman now pitching. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 0-for-3 in the game. Baylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Corcoran fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Griffin strikes out. Two outs. Garth Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Poppy juggles the ball. That's an error on Poppy. Witt moves to third. Lloyd Mosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mosby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Mosby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Corcoran takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Corcoran moves to second. Mike Barlow now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Griffin fields it and throws to third for the out. Parrish moves to second. One out. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Stan Poppy. Mike Willis now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Richie Hebner. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's, Blue Jays 7, Tigers, 7. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Whitaker hits a pop-up towards short. Griffin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-4 in the game. Peters takes first base on ball 4. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-0 in the game. With 4 walks, Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Mosby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 7, and the Tigers 7. The Blue Jays will come to bat. Mark Wagner now playing third base. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Willie Upshaw pinch runs for John Mayberry. Pat Underwood now pitching. Roy Howell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Howell hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Woods hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Upshaw moves to third. Joe Cannon pinch runs for Al Woods. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cannon. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Cannon steals second. Barry Bonnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Bonnell is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baylor is walked intentionally. Ernie Witt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Witt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Witt hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Upshaw scores. Cannon scores. Baylor moves to third. It's 9-7, Blue Jays. Alfredo Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Griffin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Blue Jays 9, and the Tigers 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Willie Upshaw now playing first base. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-4 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Willis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kemp for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Summers hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Baylor. Summers reaches second base with a double. Tim Corcoran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Corcoran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Corcoran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Summers moves to third. Lynn Jones pinch runs for Tim Corcoran. Jack Kuchek now pitching. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-4 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into right field. Bonnell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Toronto Blue Jays, 9, and Detroit Tigers, 7. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.